misallocation of funds away from those who need that help most. And, you know, all the social pathologies of our nation come to the fore during epidemics and during a pandemic like this one. We're going to be showing the rest of the world, warts and all, how we have shown the rest of the world how badly we can do. And now we have to rally, use new tools that are coming online, but address some of the older pathologies of our care delivery system and of our country. I think that's where we are right now.
That was Paul Farmer speaking about the pandemic just a couple of years ago. Dr. Mukherjee, he always referred to Partners in Health as the House of Yes. Yeah. What did he mean by that?
Well, I think we all know that poor people face so many barriers to having good health. I mean, starting with adequate housing, lack of sanitation, water, but then even getting to the hospitals being in deplorable conditions, not having access to modern medicine. So I think if we are to follow Paul's radical vision for health as a human right, which we will, the House of Yes means saying, yes, we can do this, and then figuring out how, and then designing a system that can do it for others. So, you know, I'll just talk briefly about one young man that, you know, came to an Ebola treatment unit in Sierra Leone with a giant cancer in his neck. And a normal response would be, no, we're treating Ebola here. Go somewhere else, but we know there's no somewhere else. So we said, yes, we will try to take care of you. And, you know, by hook or crook, through providing chemotherapy and waiting it out and transferring him to other places, he now, you know, has graduated from high school and is completely cured of his cancer. So, you know, that House of Yes is to say, you know, we are here to care for one another on this earth. And we're going to try to always say yes and try to figure it out.
And so where do you go from here, Dr. Mukherjee? What are the big projects of Partners in Health? And also, will there be a memorial service for Paul?
We are still waiting for details on the memorial service from his family. We're in very close touch with his wife, Dee Dee, and his children, and we will be working on that together. Where we go to follow roadmap that Paul gave us. And I think, you know, he died in a place that he loved and adored, which was Rwanda, but particularly having spent time with medical students there and the new medical school that we've built, the University of Global Health Equity. We are starting a second University of Global Health Equity in Haiti. And I think we know that building this vanguard of social justice and human dignity and health around the world is what he wants next and continue to do, but expand the training and, inculcation of these important principles.
Well, Dr. Joya Mukherjee, we want to thank you for being with us. Again, our deepest condolences. Dr. Mukherjee is an infectious disease specialist, chief medical officer for Partners in Health, where she worked with Dr. Paul Farmer for 23 years. She's also an associate professor of global health at Harvard Medical School. To see all of our interviews with Paul Farmer, you can go to democracynow.org to read about him. Tracy Kidder's book, Mountains Beyond Mountains, The Quest of Dr. Paul Farmer, A Man Who Would Cure the World, and the Netflix film, Bending the Arc. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Stay safe.
sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. He said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. Left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hand brought the wood to life. He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Lookout high above the clinic steps, 50 stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning, Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears roll down my cheeks. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said. Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife. And I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Technoland? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Word to your mother.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this, or this. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to the Viva Lamach radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Brand new music from Bill Lloyd.
You're living with your mother, a dog, a cat, and one step brother. You won't take on a lover, but you still take my car.
so cold was the place you had to go. It's where everyone was made. Down to the Two Lives Cafe, that's where Tommy Steele would play. London town, we didn't do much hanging around. I was with you know who. I played the drums like I always do. We'll be right back.
from his 2017 release, Limitations of Source Tape. That is Chris Church with Be My Nuisance here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Before Chris Church, some Sturgill Simpson in that set of music from the Sound and Fury album with Mercury in Retrograde. Also played Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr talking about his days being a member of Rory and the Hurricanes from his Postcards from Paradise album. Yeah, that's the band he was in pre-Beatles. Played drums for Rory. And Bill Lloyd. Bill Lloyd started off the entire set, title track from his brand new release that is in my hands, Working the Long Game. Gets us to where we are now. We're about almost 17 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me and whatever we do whenever you're listening and I'm here. I don't know what that means. Whatever you do whenever you're listening, yeah, we'll figure it out. But I'm in a pop set of music, so that tells me I should remind you that you should pull up a chair and get some breakfast for dinner. Yeah, you can do that on Sundays. DJ Chris Wired, he serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Included within his menu, power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that actually feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And on Wednesdays, he's got an encore presentation of that show. So if you can't stay up Sunday night or you just missed it because you're watching some TV program, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. you can listen to a breakfast for dinner here on 88.3 FM. Got a suggestion for a song for me to play in a future show, you got to send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Speaking of those power pop medleys, some brand new music from the brothers Steve here on the Viva La Mac radio program.
Oh, Some raspberries wrapping up that set of music, because you know what? I want to be with you. I do, and I'm glad you have decided to be with me. I am the Mockster, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. Before the raspberries, before those tasty raspberries, some lemon heads. Not as tasty. I choked on a lemon head when I was a kid. I did. Was not allowed to have lemon heads as a kid because of that. Scars me for life, but has nothing to do with Evan Dando and his project. Went back to car button cloth for you. If I could talk, I'd tell you. Sugar in there. Bob Mould and company. Were you at the show? He was in town, I believe, last month, and I did not make it out of my cave to go to the show. Played some Sugar. If I can't change your mind, guess what? No one will. And the Brothers Steve, brand new music from the Brothers Steve. New album's called Dose, just came out. Electro Love, the track I played for you. Got less than a half hour left in this hour. There's more hours in the day, but just in this hour in general, which means I have more music to get to. But before I do any of that, I want to tell you that the Spack Brothers joined you in supporting, not just the Brothers, their pizza. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, they offer pizza, hence the name, but they also have wings and hoagies, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, you can call Spack Brothers Pizza at 412-362-SPAK. Or SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. You know what? I think I'm feeling it. I think I am feeling it. Feeling some good old rock and roll coming from my soul through your speakers, into your headphones, however you're listening. 5678 doing their take on a little classic we like to call Woohoo!
You know you're gonna shut them down. I took my cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKs. Spring little cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little cobra with all your might. Spring little cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little cobra with all your might. Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big shift and I got into high. And when I flew by the stingray, I waved bye-bye. Hey, little
don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Around the far turn in a straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The stingrays and jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. Don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
This is John from the 4019s, and you're listening to The Mockster on WRCT. Rock on.
Go. Show up the Google Map.
Cramps wrapping up that set of music. Little Goo Goo Muck for you here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Cramps, 4019's in there from their latest release, New Roaring Twenties, with Go Little GTO. You know what? You might be able to go see the 4019's next month. They have three dates in November that they are going to be in town. So check the WRCT.org concert calendar for details on that. And speaking of like cars, like GTO, how about the Ripcords doing Hey Little Cobra? Another car track, car song for you. Start the entire set with the 5678s and doing their version of Woohoo here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Got about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. A little show called Viva La Mock. Yeah, it's only rock and roll. It's what we play here on WRCT.
Yeah, if I could stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage. Would it satisfy? Would it slide on by? Would you think the boy is strange? Ain't it strange? If I could win, if I could sing a love song so divine, would it be enough for your cheap heart? If I could down and cry?
garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes.
CT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Flash!
Or do you like to dance? It's nearly morning. You wanna risk a chance? Neighbor to neighbor, door to door. Enjoy the crime, you do your time. Never been nothing before.